5 easy steps. Just kidding. There's an edit for you. It's not 5 steps, it's 4. It's 4 easy steps. Well, let me take it again. So I'm breaking down this TrackStar methodology for you. Do you hear that noise? I have no idea what that is. It sounds like the loudest screeching tires in the world outside of my window. I am breaking down this TrackStar. Do it again.
Hey there, my name is Erin Deal, and I'm a half Southern, half Midwestern mama, some call this voice a nasal twang, who took $5,000 to build and scale a one-of-a-kind experiential organization that improves the lives of corporate professionals through personal development, humanity, and humor. Along the way, I've built client relationships with some of the most notable companies in the country, all while attracting a rock star team of experts and hilarious facilitators. Sounds pretty awesome, right? Well, what I didn't tell you is that my resume also includes a long list of comedy shows I bombed, improv teams I didn't make, companies who told me no, and many a heartache when it came to becoming a mother. I want to show you the real deal of the grit, creativity, and determination it takes to overcome your disappointments, embrace the suck, and design the career you could only dream about. I believe we all have our own unique gifts that we bring to the world, and it is our mistakes that help to unwrap them. Welcome to Failed It.
Before we get into today's episode, I want to shout out to today's Failed It fam member of the week. Thanks so much to JohnCat88 for leaving this review. JohnCat88 says, learn from your failures. It's really interesting to hear her guests talk candidly about what they failed and what they've learned. Erin is a great host and interviewer too. JohnCat88. Thank you for listening and being a part of this fam. As a way to say thank you, we are going to give you 1 of 10 Improve You e-learning courses. You can pick one of your choice. They are going to come to you Monday, Wednesday, Friday for 3 weeks via email. It's 9 modules on a specific soft skill. We have things like effective communication, presentation skills, networking. So JohnCat88, send me an email at info@learntoimproveit.com. We'll pick one of your choice and get you all set up for your Improve You e-learning course as a way to say thank you for listening and dropping us a review. Failed It fam, if you feel so inclined to leave us a review on iTunes, we would so greatly appreciate it. We push out this content every week for free, and it's truly a labor of love. And your review just helps us bring more people to the Failed It fam and share more fails with the world. So we'll be reading a review and giving away an Improve You e-learning course every week as a way to say thank you to our Failed It family. So without further ado, thank you again, JohnCat88. Send me an email and Failed It fam, let's get to failing it. Failed It fam, welp, it's 2021. How you feeling? If you told me the world is on fire and it's just Groundhog's Day of 2020, I would not disagree. So let me start off by saying this before we jump into today's exercise. Going through the poop storm that we did in 2020, COVID turning our world upside down, Black Lives Matter, social injustice, homeschooling, virtual learning, working from home, staying inside, not seeing loved ones, not getting hugged, was a lot. And I know a lot of you listening to this are leaders or you lead families. And I just want to say, you were expected to not only lead people, but process all of this in real time while leading those people. So here's an analogy that got me thinking the other day. So the other day I was changing my son Jackson. He's almost 18 months now, and he was on his changing table holding a little hardcover book. And so just parenting fail. I like to distract him when I change him in order to stop him wiggling all over the place and other bodily functions from moving. So anyway, he's laying there holding this book. I picked him up. And when I picked him up, his book hit me right in the eye. And I screamed because it hurt. And it actually hurt so bad that it brought tears to my eyes. Like it was like a straight to the eyeball quick hit where you're like, what just happened? And when he saw me crying, he started crying because in a matter of 2 seconds, he realized that he had hurt mama, right? So there I am. I'm crying from getting a hard copy of Goodnight Moon to the retina. And now I'm consoling him because he's crying from hurting me. Now, if that story does not describe parenting, I don't know what does. Literally, I'm crying, consoling my son who's crying because he hit me, which is why I'm crying. So, however, this got me thinking, and it made me think that that's what we as leaders are being asked to do right now. We are not necessarily being asked to take a hard copy of children's literature to the eye, but we are having to take what the world is handing us, process it, deal with it internally for ourselves and families, and then on top of that, hold our teams up while they go through the same thing. We hold our teams up when we don't have the answers. When we ourselves are hurting and scared. I say all of this to say that I want to acknowledge that 2021 is already not starting off to be the year you or I imagined. And I, as a content creator, I'm like, don't get too far ahead, Missy, because things change in a moment's notice and it may not be relevant next week. So when I started this vision setting series prior to January 2021, I was very much like, let's go 2021, we can do this. And I'm going to say this now, and I don't want you to hit pause or stop listening. Hear me out. Given all the crap, because it's crap, that the world has already thrown at us in 2021 with the rioters at the Capitol building, I still believe that we can move forward. Because guess what? We, us, you, I, we control two things, our attitudes and our efforts. So I'm choosing to stand in the light, to be the light, to let the light, which whoever that is to you, God, universe, source, whatever you call it, I want that light to guide me, my team, and my family and my friends forward. I will protect the things that I can control, my attitude, my effort, with everything that I have. Because that is how we are going to move ahead in 2021. Now, I don't want to get too far from today's podcast exercise because I promised you a part three to this vision setting series and my failed fam, I'm going to give you a part three. I just had to get that off my chest and take you to church for a bit because I don't want to sit here and preach, find your ideal day, do your I am statements when there were moments already of 2021 where I felt like I was sucker punched right in the gut again. Where I had to hold back tears while leading my team, while I too was processing and witnessing what was happening in our world and feeling like, how in the world are we going to spread laughter, levity, and positivity when all I want to do is curl up in the fetal position and watch Schitt's Creek while laying under my covers and spooning my 8-pound toy poodle, big deal. So, no, ya girl isn't just unicorns and rainbows. I see what's happening. And I can promise you this, taking these fundamentals I've taught you in this vision setting series will help you control what you can control, your attitude and effort, my failed at family. So let's skip ahead. Without further ado, here is what I call the track star method. I want to have a side note here. This is a three-part vision setting series. So if you have not listened to part one, please go back to episode 34. And for part two, go back to episode 36. So part three, what you're going to hear today is a build from these two exercises. So let's get into it, track star. So a track star by definition, okay, is a person who knows what they want in their ideal day, a person who sees their future and believes in it so hard that they manifest it into fruition, someone who is laser focused while wearing a tracksuit or yoga pants or any pant with an elastic waistband and comes out ready to rock in 2021 with a clear vision of one goal. Okay. This one goal is broken down and measured. This one goal is tracked. It's the Olympian of tracking. You win gold medals for how focused you are on tracking your goals. You are sponsored by Tony the Tiger and Wheaties for your tracking efforts. You get the idea? So that's actually in Wikipedia. You can look that up. No, that is a definition that I'm making up, but I will say this. You can also sing it in conjunction with the Smash Mouth hit, "Hey now, you're a track star. Get your hmm, 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 hmm. Hey now." Okay, there it is. Your background music. But I am breaking down this track star method for you in four easy steps. Step one. If you haven't completed part one of this vision setting series, go back again to episode 34. Okay, this episode is all about creating your ideal day and finding out what your ideal day looks like to you. Okay, here's step 1.5, just because it's a little caveat, a little piggyback, if you will, to step one. Complete episode 36, all about I am statements. So this is the most important part. So you must have your 10 I am statements complete for this exercise. So in that episode, episode 36, I asked you to focus and circle one of those I am statements for the year 2021. So go back and make sure to have that I am statement handy. This is the one thing you are working on of your 10 I am statements in 2021, your one goal. Hey, Failed It fam, are you looking for a challenge? Do you want more confidence, more bravery, more support, and more creativity in your life? Are you stuck in a rut and need a creative spark that will get you thinking outside of the box and help you see things with a new set of eyes? Well, never fear, my friends. The Improve It 5-Day Challenge is here. It's a 5-day challenge sent to you 5 days in a row via email that gives you prompts to help you improve your confidence and be more brave. We also give you tips on how to better support your team, as well as tricks to get the creative juices flowing. All of this is free. That's right, free 99. We want you to experience the fundamentals of improvisation at work, so we are shining some light and a little magic on you and your inbox. To sign up, head over to learntoimproveit.com and scroll to the very bottom of our webpage. You'll see a prompt that says, "Want to learn more about Improve It?" From there, enter your email and you're all set and ready to rock this challenge. We cannot wait to improve your it, whatever your it may be. So step two. So now step one is going back, doing those two exercises. Step two, define the goal. Okay. So let's say your I am statement was something along the lines of, "I am a resident of Charleston, South Carolina, and I live near the ocean." Weird statement. Who would say that? Ya girl. So I'm using my own example to let you know how I made this I am statement actually happen in a post-COVID virtual world. So I want to say this. COVID is you know, a severe, horrible thing to happen to our world. I will say a silver lining of it for me was I got very specific about where I wanted to live, the environment. And I had always had this vision of living in Charleston. And it was a goal of mine to actually be a Charleston resident here, but actually own a vacation rental property here. Okay. But I wanted to live here full time. I did not know how to make it happen. But due to the fact I'm now virtual, it was an easier I am to follow through with. So let me just explain what I mean here. Here's what it means. If I want to be a Charleston resident, so my I am statement that I worked on in 2020 was I am a Charleston resident. Well, this means, okay, I'm defining this. We have to sell our condo in Chicago. We have to find a house in Charleston, somewhat in proximity to the ocean, because my I am statement is I am a Charleston resident who lives near the ocean. Okay. I have to look for insurance in Charleston, what it means to do business in Charleston. Oh, probably should tell my team I'm moving. I need to figure out what to do with our office lease in Chicago. I need to find movers and childcare in Charleston. I need to get my family stuff from Chicago to Charleston. And then I need to furnish said home in Charleston. Woo, child. Oh, bless. Feels and sounds overwhelming, right? So it does. I hear that. If I were to have this conversation with myself again, and I'm just sitting here looking at all those to-dos, that is a laundry list of things to make this one I am statement happen, right? So here's what I want you to do for you. Take your one goal, your one I am statement for 2021, and open a spreadsheet. Good old Excel. I work best in a spreadsheet. Some people may do better with a checklist on paper or the notes section of your phone. I just like having the columns and rows and having it sort of look like a grid, but do it however you see fit. Essentially, you're going to make a list, and I want you to define what your I am statement means to you and write down every action item or every to-do for your goal that you can think of. You may not even realize every to-do at this moment, but just put everything in your head down. You can go back and add to this list later, all right? So that's step two, define the goal. Now, step three, you are going to put your to-dos of your I am goal for 2021 in sequential order. All right. So we'll call step three, organize it. You know, the old which comes first, the chicken or the egg. I want you to get as specific in your timeline as you can. All right. It can shift and it can change, but I want you to think logistically about what needs to happen first in order for the next thing to happen. So, for example, I could not furnish my home in Charleston without having one. So I need to have sold my condo in Chicago first, then purchased a home in Charleston, and then third, I could furnish it. So think about it in terms of what you need to do, put it in sequential order, organize it. All right. Now, here is step four. And this is where the track star comes into play. Okay, now that you have your timeline, you are going to track your time like the track star you are. So here's what I want you to do. Find 1 hour chunks of your day to focus on this goal. So if you're like, girl, please, I can't possibly find a 1 hour window to add a single thing into my day, I'm going to challenge you here, friends, and failed it fam. You know that time period when you're scrolling your Instagram or your Facebook at night? It adds up, okay? And now, because you are a track star, That time is gone. Mm-hmm. Say bye. You know that morning when everyone in your house is sleeping, it's quiet, you have no distractions. Oh, it is on. Okay, that's when you're going to start working on this goal. That Netflix binge you do every night from 8 to 9 p.m. when the kids are asleep, that is now reserved for the weekends. Failed it, fam. If you want your ideal day and your top 10 I am statements to come to fruition, you have got to put in the effort. Okay? So now you've got steps 1 through 4 that you need to achieve the goal you want for this year. You have to block it out and track it. 5 hours a week of intentionally working towards your goal equals 260 hours of time. That's 5 hours per week for 52 weeks. That's 260 hours that you would have spent doom scrolling or watching a documentary on octopus, which, by the way, my octopus teacher is fascinating. It's on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, check it out. But I digress, okay? When you give yourself that time, that hour of time to focus on your number one I am statement for the year 2021, I want you to put a little sticker in your planner or put a little heart on the day or a star or a check mark, whatever it is, make sure that you're tracking this so you can see it. I like to track in my calendar view of my planner, and I have different symbols there that remind me of different goals. So if I spent an hour of time planning my move to Charleston, I would give myself a check mark, all right? Figure out what a symbol is to you and track it. Give yourself an hour, 5 days a week, 5 hours a week. That's 260 hours of time spent creating the life you want. All right? Now, when you hit your goals, I want you to celebrate your success. Give yourself an hour of my octopus teacher. Take a bubble bath on the weekends. Have some French fries. Whatever it is, celebrate you making the vision of you come to life. Okay? Make this a habit. A habit formed like this has the power to change any and everything you want for yourself. It is truly remarkable to see the results. Now, this all stems from what you see yourself doing in your ideal day and how you can manifest this into being with your I am statements. You are a track star. I know you can do it. Please, if this helps you, let me know. Let me root you on. Send me a DM on Instagram. Send me an email at info@learntoimproveit. I will be your biggest fan, your biggest cheerleader. But I want you to remember something. You are the audience in the scene of your life. You get to watch it. You get to live it. This is your life, and you have a front row seat to live and watch it. You are your audience in your scene of life. And as your coach and director, I'm yelling action. Let's go.
Hey friends, thanks for tuning in to Failed It. I'm so happy you're along for the ride. And if you enjoyed today's show, head on over to iTunes to rate and subscribe so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every Wednesday. I'll see you next week, but want to leave you with this thought. What will you fail at today, and how will that help your future successful self? Think about it. I'm proud of you, and you are totally failing it. See you next time.